You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 126. And today, let's go behind the emotion of not fitting in. If you've ever felt like a duck out of water, or maybe you're spending a lot of time with people you just don't think get you, stay tuned. You're going to get a huge breakthrough out of today's episode. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hi there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your profit amplifier coach, Melanie Benson here, and your host of Amplify Your Success Podcast. And today's episode is inspired by some conversations that have been occurring in the Own Your Bold inner circle about fitting in. And when you feel like you don't fit in, what do you do? Especially as an entrepreneur, right? It's one of the reasons why I love the communities that we build. Is it's really about not fitting in, but finding a tribe of people that really can challenge you and inspire you to soar. And I know there's this temptation to want to fit in and feel like you know, like you're with your people, but there's a big difference between being with your tribe of like-minded people and fitting in. And I'm going to tackle that in today's episode. But if you are looking for a powerful community, I'm going to invite you to join me in the Own Your Bold Inner Circle. Now, in the Inner Circle, we have three core things that we do. We help you become the person who can pull off your next level of success. And it's meant for people who are really like bumping up against this wall of like, okay, I've got this bigger dream. I've got this bigger goal. I want to accomplish more. I want to achieve more. I want to serve in a greater way. But what I'm trying isn't working. And maybe it's working not fast enough, or it's just not working at all. And you're really looking for a way to get through to the next level. And oftentimes it's becoming the person who can pull off that next level of success. That means having the mindset of a bold, powerful business owner. It's having the confidence to take big leaps. It's having the courage to take action on a strategy you've probably been hearing about, but you've been talking yourself out of. And ultimately putting into action strategies like leverage, scaling your business, and being able to really finally be profitable. And if that sounds like you, then I want to invite you into the Own Your Bold Inner Circle. We are open again for members. Go over to ownyourboldcircle.com. Now, let's get into today's episode. So I was having a conversation with some members of the Own Your Bold Inner Circle, and it went something like this. I go to networking meetings, or some of them are saying, like, I go into these conversations with people, and I literally feel like a duck out of water. I feel like I need to shrink, because I just don't feel like I'm with people who are my people. And I feel judged, or I just don't feel good enough about myself. Some of them were saying, like, sometimes I feel like, I'll be talking about what I do, and people look at me like I'm strange, or I have this weird growth coming out of my head. And I literally feel like I just don't fit in. And we explored this, and it was really interesting what came out, because it's oftentimes this human need to fit in, but we, as entrepreneurs, rarely fit in. And it's really looking at, am I pursuing the right goal? Is the goal really to fit in? Or is the goal to belong to something? Is the goal to stand out in a way that will set you apart from your competition and from the noise in the industry? So I want to just do a little high level exploration with you, because obviously we can't cover all of it in the podcast, but to challenge you when you feel like you don't fit in, to look at it in a new, fresh perspective so that you can have a significant breakthrough, which will lead to better results. Now, let's play this out just a little bit more. If you're feeling like you don't fit in, what happens next, right? You start to feel a feeling, And this may be a very familiar feeling of not belonging. Maybe in school, you always felt like you were the odd one, or you never belonged to any of the different groups, or you felt like an outcast, right? Maybe you felt that way in your family. Maybe you're the black sheep. And so maybe you go back to a familiar story and you start to reinforce the story with, well, I'm not really good enough. These are not my people. I'm never going to fit into the wealthy, successful crowd. I'm not really a this or a that, right? Whatever crowd you're in. Anyway, so why would I try? I'm never going to be seen as equal here. So you start to pull away and you make up a whole slew of reasons in the back of your mind why that community's not for you, or maybe you even go to the place where they're bad. It's not really a great community. They're not doing good things. There's people in there that are making you wrong, and so they're bad, right? Like, our mind is so powerful, and it starts to make up all of this collateral information to reinforce the feeling that you don't fit somewhere and that you don't feel like you're connecting. And then you end up spending more and more time alone. You isolate and you reinforce the deep core wound belief that you're not enough, or that you're never going to be like them, or you're not capable of making that kind of money, right? Whatever that thing is. You know, I have some really amazing friends in this community who've been successful entrepreneurs for a really long time. And I've watched some of my friends pull away from groups that make them feel a certain thing about them that doesn't feel good, whether it's they don't fit in, or they're not, you know, good enough, or they're just not good marketers, right? Whatever the story is, which, by the way, that's been one of mine, is like, I'm not really a big marketer, so I don't really feel connected to that group. And what happens is that you miss the glorious, amazing collaboration and generosity, the extraordinary wisdom that can emerge from a group. You miss the collective up-leveling that happens when you find your tribe. And by the way, your tribe doesn't have to feel like you. Your tribe can represent a lot of different things, and I'll tackle that in a minute. But to recognize that when you don't fit in, when you feel like there's this deep need to get away from a group, what if it's not about them, but it's about the wound, the limiting belief, the deep fears that you are still carrying around? I notice that in general, people who are empaths, meaning they're very empathetic and they feel a lot of what other people feel. Another word has been HSPs, highly sensitive people. People who are really sensitive tend to feel like this a lot. People who are what's called an Enneagram 4. So if you go back and listen to the episode I did with Ben Saltzman about the Enneagram, Enneagram 4s tend to feel like they're really unique beings and they don't fit in anywhere, and they tend to have a really hard time connecting with groups of people. They're usually highly creative and very much artistic, and so they tend to not feel like they fit in with other people. But the last group, and this might surprise you, is the leaders and innovators. And this is why, when you feel like you don't fit in, I want you to pay attention. Instead of pushing away from the group, I really want you to lean into the group and pay attention to what's coming up, because it's an opportunity to significantly break through. So what happens for leaders and innovators is groups tend to fall into these groupthink processes, right? They tend to start to align in beliefs and values and ideas. And that doesn't mean everybody in the group shares them. But what happens is there tends to be this voice of compliance. Like, you know, you have to comply with the group's rules or the group think or the group ideology. But what happens for leaders and innovators is they don't think that way. They think radically different. They're out of the box thinkers. They're creatives. They don't follow rules usually. Enneagram 4s don't really like to follow rules either. And neither do Enneagram 7s, but that's a whole nother thing. And by the way, Enneagram 7s oftentimes don't really connect with groups either. So leaders and innovators, people who are highly creative, people who are highly sensitive, people who have unique creative talents, they tend to not feel like they fit into groups and then feel bad about themselves. And that's the part I want to isolate here. Is when you start to take it on and make it about you, I want you to stop. Because it's not about you. It's actually something good, something amazing is happening. Either, first of all, you're meant to lead and not be a part of the group, and you're experiencing that. There's transformation that needs to occur that only you can champion. Maybe your highly creative senses are feeling compromised, like the group's trying to get you to comply and fit in instead of innovate and stand out, and that's heckling you a bit. And so you want to pay attention to that and notice where the group could benefit from your creativity. And empaths, the sensitivity, now I get that. And sometimes you can't really change that in a group. But what you might want to look at is, there a different way you can be in this group where you can use your strengths and you can benefit from the groups instead of leave the group and go back into isolation? So there's this concept that Brené Brown, who's the author of Dare to Lead and Braving the Wilderness and a lot of really fantastic books, she's one of those huge TEDx videos. She's got like the third most watched TEDx video on vulnerability. It's really beautiful work. But she has this extraordinary body of work around fitting in versus belonging. She talks a lot about in Braving the Wilderness. And I think it's really important to understand, especially if you are emerging as a leader, you're emerging as a creative being, to recognize this compelling need to fit in versus belong. And I love this distinction that she draws, and that is, belonging is being accepted for you, whereas fitting in is being accepted because you're like everyone else. Now, think about that for a minute. If you were in a group, if you were in a community, if you're in a mastermind, if you're in a tribe, where being different is rewarded, where thinking uniquely and challenging the status quo is what is being rewarded, then you're in the right group. Fitting in is not the goal. Okay, being you and being accepted as you is the goal. And it's profound. It's so powerful to recognize this difference if you get triggered by this belief you need to fit in. And so here's the rub. If you're really looking to stand out as an industry leader and be a force to be reckoned with, can you afford to fit in? Can you afford to be like everyone else? No. You don't want to be like everyone else. You don't want to conform. You don't want to drop into the status quo that the group is creating. You need to be your unique self. You need to find tribes of people that are looking for diversity and uniqueness and expansion because of the differences, where differences are honored and nurtured rather than try to get everybody into the same way of thinking. This is one of the things that I think systemically, there's a lot of growth and transformation right now in the corporate world, especially corporations that are brave enough and courageous enough to work with coaches and consultants who can transform their culture. Because when you work with someone who challenges the way you do things, you grow. And what happens is, if you're an industry or you're a company or you're a business leader and you've been asking everybody to think like you, you've been trying to get everybody to conform into certain standards where there's no place for creativity and innovation, you're actually killing the life force of your growth. Because growth cannot happen by conforming. Growth cannot happen by being like everyone else. Growth only happens when your uniqueness is nurtured and your ideas for nonconformity, your ideas that are out of the box, have a place. And this is probably a whole episode in itself, but when you start to recognize that fitting in is not the goal, but when you feel that pang of, oh my God, I don't feel like I fit in here, like I don't know how to belong to this group, I want to challenge you to do something different. Now, here's, my vulnerable part of this podcast episode is that, like, I have spent a lot of time not feeling like I fit in anywhere, all the way back into school. You know, when I was really young, we lived in a very diverse community, and I was one of the only white children in the community. And it's very interesting, you know, at a time where Black Lives Matter and there's so much conversation about inclusivity and diversity and, you know, just the whole race conversation, where I literally grew up being the bullied race. I was the one that was picked on. I was the one that was, challenged every day because I was seen as the rich white kid in a very racially diverse community. And so growing up in that space, I really have an interesting experience with this idea of uniqueness. And I, for many, many years, tried so hard to fit in to what I believed were my people, were my tribes. Whereas when I fit in, I felt stifled and trapped. And so I think today, one of the extraordinary gifts is to look at this compelling need to fit in as a challenge to grow deeper, to lean into it, and to recognize, like, what is this need for me to fit in? Where is the wound? Where's the healing? Where's the limiting mindset? And what if I stopped trying to fit in and I challenged myself to find a way to belong to the group that wasn't in the norm, right? That I looked for ways to be a part of a tribe that felt aligned and unique for me. Now, obviously, if there's no alignment and you're really stretching yourself and you're getting outside your normal story about belonging, like they're wealthy, I'm not, or they're smart and I don't feel smart, or everybody's thin and gorgeous models and I don't have that body type, right? Like whatever your thing is, if you look at that and you say, what is a way I can be a part of this movement where I can learn from them, where I can grow with them, where I can expand my consciousness, where I can tap into the wave of movement that's being created and ride that wave with them? What would happen for me? What could happen for me? And to look at participating in these kind of groups, not as a need to fit in, but to belong to a movement that will help create energy and momentum that you can't get to on your own. And here's some ways to look at that. First of all, you got to own your uniqueness. And when you own your uniqueness and you're really like courageous and confident about what makes you unique, you no longer need to fit in. You're okay standing out. Like you'll embrace it. But if you haven't owned your uniqueness and you're still battling it, chances are you're going to be triggered by groups. So I have this extraordinary member of my mastermind who's battled this a little bit over the last year, and I really want to honor her. I'm not going to say her name because privacy, but she battled like this feeling like she didn't fit in for a while. And then all of a sudden we did a huge breakthrough session. We went deep and rewired her mindset and recoded a whole bunch of limiting beliefs. And all of a sudden she shifted and she leaned into her uniqueness. She leaned into the group. And she had massive breakthroughs. I was so proud of her. And so owning her uniqueness, really embracing it on all levels, allowed her to really like stand out and like be a part of the group in a whole new way. Like she found the connections that she had been missing for a while. So when you own your uniqueness, what you're doing is you're really completely acknowledging who you are. And then you'll attract a tribe of people who can accept that with you. See, if you don't accept yourself, a tribe can't accept you either. There's no better mirror for you and your personal growth opportunities than to be in a group and feel judged. Trust me, I've done this one. I'm in a group right now that every time I go, all of my little shadow doubts and fears creep up. And I really have to do the work every time I'm there to go, yeah, it's not about fitting in here. And to keep working the process so that I get the goods, that I get the connection that I really need there. So own your uniqueness. Number two, like shift your mindset. Okay, so the stories we tell ourselves are embedded in our DNA. They're so powerful. They're like a compass that guide us towards the lessons, the learnings, the breakthroughs we need. And when you start feeling like you don't fit in and something's not for you, A, either you've outgrown the group, and that's certainly possible. We do outgrow tribes and groups. I see it all the time. or you've hit another level of your own limitation story, and now you're having an expectation or a need to fit in a way and or be honored in a way that's not happening. And so now you need to go deep and do the work again. So could you shift the story? Instead of saying, like, these people don't get me, I don't fit in here anymore, or I'm never going to be like them, right? If you like something about the group and you want to be there, shift your mindset to, what could I learn in this moment? What are they doing that I've been unwilling to do? What if I emerged myself in this group today and I like started to ride the crest of the wave they're creating, right? Like, what's the story you could create that would feel more exciting or happy or enjoyable, right? And it may just be the story you need to create is, I am unique. I'm never going to fit in here, but I like what this group's about. And so I need to find a way to connect differently. And for some people, it's like, how do I put my ego aside and actually be a part of something that's not about me today, right? So pick your path there, but see if you can shift the story and upgrade your mindset around fitting in and look for a way to connect with the group. Now, this next piece is I just want to tackle the experience that many people have of needing to belong in a group, in a networking group, or like in an event where it's more about like pitching or connecting with people you might do business with. And I've noticed this a lot is people are feeling this disconnect with the group because they're trying to explain what they're doing and people are looking at you like, what? Like, I don't get it. This is the ultimate mindset work, and to recognize that you will have your ideal prospects and you will have people who are with you in a group for a very different reason, and do not confuse a tribe that's there to help you grow with a pool of prospects that are there to help you fill your business. These are very different things, and I want to tackle it here because I see oftentimes this is one of those confronting, triggering experiences when you think you're in a group to sell your stuff, when really you're in a group to grow and expand personally and professionally. They're not the same. And you need to know the difference before you put yourself in that situation and expect to start enrolling people. I work a lot with clients who've been taught to go to networking events, and they're going to these networking events and they're trying to book business and they're feeling frustrated because nothing's working. That's because they're probably not your people. They're probably not the people you need to sell. I want you to go back and listen to the episode called Your Sweet Spot Client. I will hook it up in the show notes, because you need to understand who your clients really are and who they're not. When you're enrolling someone who has the challenge that you're uniquely qualified to help with, magic occurs. When you're talking to people that struggle with the problem that you solve, magic occurs. Like, you start to feel that electric feeling of there's synergy happening. But if you're not feeling that, either you don't know your messaging, which is another issue, or you are not in your prospect pool. So take a step back and look objectively at the group and say, why am I here? What am I here to do? So I had to learn this a long time ago. When I would get asked to speak, I had to really, especially if it was a speak to sell environment, like I had to really start to dig deep and say, is this the pool of people that I can help with the problem that I'm uniquely gifted to solve? If not, and I go into that room and I try and sell, they're going to look at me like I have 16 eyes. And really fine tuning that will help you feel like you're in your power when you're in a group and you're trying to communicate what you do. So I'll leave you with this. What tribe do you need to be with in order to get into that wave of momentum, to really start feeling that sense of growth and expansion? And remember, it's not always like peaches and roses, right? Like, we're not talking unicorns and rainbows all the time. Like, the right tribe will challenge you to become something you didn't even know that you were meant to become, especially when it's led by a mentor who operates that way. You don't need to fit in. You don't need to always feel like everything is that's coming from that group makes you feel like you're like everyone else. Like, you don't want that. But if you're with a tribe of people that recognize and embrace your uniqueness and helped pull out the best of you and like celebrated all the uniqueness of the group. What could be better for you? What could be different? I'd love to continue this conversation in the Amplify Your Success community. What are you looking for in a tribe? Like really, like what would help you feel more alive and more excited? Like what are the characteristics of the tribe that makes you feel belong, like belonging feelings, right? Like you're with the people you're meant to be with. I love this conversation. I can't wait to see what comes out of it. We'll see you in the Amplify Your Success community. Membership is free there right now at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And if you want to pick up the show notes from today, head over to amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com and just search for today's episode. See you next week. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.